And we're joined now by two members of the Knoxville softball team, Emma Duncan and Brittany Baycorn. And ladies, thank you for joining us. And I guess, you know, just a question for both of you, you know, how's the season going so far with, you know, early on and everything?
I think it's going great. We're having fun and we're getting some wins. We've had a couple games where we kind of had some errors that messed us up, but overall I think we're doing well.
Emma, what's the season looking like in your eyes?
It's unexpected because I figured that I would play at short the majority of the time, but I have seen multiple different positions in every single game so far.
I know Coach was saying that you might be in different positions, but do you kind of take that as, okay, Coach has confidence in me that I can play all those positions?
Yeah, I've played all of these positions in the past. I just really haven't focused on any of them. So I think it's a very great experience that I'm playing all these different positions.
Now, what's it like playing third base? That's a little different than shortstop, and they call that the hot corner for a reason, but they needed someone at third base with the departure of a pretty good player from last year.
Yeah, I really haven't had any balls hit hard at me yet, but it's really scary at third, especially when that lefty comes up and we're like, oh yeah, let's get in our slab defense, and I'm like, I don't want to go up any farther than I already have to.
Both of you hit home runs this year too, and Coach has said that you know a lot of girls have worked on stuff that they do needed to work on. Brittany, you have really been tattooing the ball lately. What's been the key to your plate appearances?
Pretty much I think I've just taken the pressure off myself. Last year I was so focused on, oh, I need to get on base, I need to get this hit. And this year I'm just like, yeah, I want to get a hit, but at the same time I just need to do my best and do what's best for the team. And if I get on base, then that's great. But if I don't, it's okay because I'm not going to get on base every time.
Emma, what about you? You've hit a few out of the park this year as well.
Yeah, I have changed my batting stance and how I hold the bat. And I've scooted up in the box and my timing is down. And I just am way more confident than I was last year in the box.
Seems like everybody is much more confident, especially about this season, because we're playing a full season. And what's that like, knowing you know, you're going to start on time, you're going to play the full season, everything, you know, instead, and not have to go through so many rules and regulations you had to go through last year?
Yeah, last year, I mean, we didn't even know if we were going to have a season. But, like, once we did, it went by fast. Like, we had, I don't even know, a month and a half maybe. So it was quick, and I'm just excited to have the full season and, like, get to our full potential, because I don't think last year we were able to because we only had a month and a half.
And speaking of full potential, Em, I know I talked to you earlier at a game and you said that you know, conference was one of the goals this year. Already taken a couple losses, but you know, I still get the feeling that you know, you still can challenge and still can you know, think you can win this South Central Conference.
Yeah, we just have to come ready to go every single night and not take any teams for granted, because we can get beat by anybody and we can beat anybody.
Got to ask too, you know, was there a, you know, someone on the team that's really kind of stepped up this year? You know, maybe you know, one of the girls that's maybe playing for the first time on varsity or stepped up from JV this past year?
I'm going to say two people, but don't think I'm biased because it's my sister or anything, but one of them, I think it's Sierra Heffron. She's really stepped into that pitching role and really has helped us out, and she's really flexible going to third or first or wherever we need her. And then the second one is my sister Hannah. I think she came into the season a little like skeptical, like, oh, I don't know if I can do this, and then last Friday her confidence really boosted up after that Centerville game.
And what's it like playing with your sister out there? She's starting, and you just got to look over there and like, all right, there's my sister.
I think it's fun because I can say anything to her, I can do anything to her. She's going to get mad, but like, I don't care because I'm just having fun. But I don't think she thinks it's fun all the time.
Brittany, what about you and someone on the team that, you know, maybe surprising, you know, everybody a little bit?
Well, I just think at that Eddyville game, Charlie Willis really stepped up and when we needed her, and she made a couple really great plays when we really needed it. So I think she really stepped up, and I think she could work for a position coming up.
Moving forward, as we sit here, you had a big game with Albia coming up and more conference games. Conference, anything past conference that the team would like to, you know, get accomplished this year?
Well, we definitely want to have, like, the postseason wins we always talk about, and I think it was past second round,
yeah,
at least second
round.
So we're just taking it one game at a time, and once we get there, just focus on our game plan and doing what we need to do to come out on top.
I'm going to have to agree with you. Not only conference wins do we want to get, but also those non-conference games against Pella, Pella Christian, Bondurant, all of those games we want to be above 500 in.
All right, ladies, thanks a lot, and good luck rest of the season.
Thank you.